During the summer, Tuesday afternoons mean one thing in Montrose, the farmer's market in the pavilion along the Mississippi River. The standards are there each week, fresh fruits and vegetables and baked goods. But you can also find odds and ends like wooden bowls, rugs, and fudge.
I've got mint, chocolate, this is a diabetic, Mounds, it has a coconut cream layer.
The pavilion is now a bright red building that resembles a barn. That's a far cry from how it looked when it was a rundown former storage shed. The group responsible for that transformation is Montrose Riverfront, Inc.
It was really an organization based on trying to preserve a waterfront area and try to recognize the history and help Montrose have a little direction for the future.
President Greg Ruth says the volunteer organization got its start 10 years ago as part of an effort to develop a former elevator site along the river. In addition to the pavilion, it turned another building into a museum, tore down several silos, and built a large observation deck.
Every time we made an improvement on a property, the whatever asset next door to it started to look kind of tacky, so we tackled it.
Ruth says the group's success can be directly attributed to Mary Sue Chatfield. Chatfield and her husband Roger have been involved in both the improvement projects and the documentation of Montrose's history along the way.
We went to school here. I've taught in the Central Lee District for 42 years. You just become tied to a community, and it's just something that we wanted to see if we couldn't help do something to improve the community and make it a better place to live.
Chatfield says there is a core group of residents in charge of the planning and organizing for Montrose Riverfront, Inc., and when the call goes out for help, even more people respond.
It's a great group of volunteers, and that's what it takes, people willing to help.
And Montrose Riverfront, Inc. already has identified new ways for people to help. It's raising money for plaques to honor the town's more famous former residents. The first is for Cal McVeigh, Iowa's first professional baseball player. It's also preparing to rehabilitate the final two untouched buildings on the site of the former elevator, as part of its effort to make Montrose a better place to live. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.